When does intelligence become the form direction of the law? You know the chariot body metaphor? The body is compared to a chariot. In that, what is the charioteer compared to? The intelligence. The charioteer. The passenger is the soul. The charioteer is the intelligence. The horses are the senses. The reins are the mind. Now, if you consider Krishna and Arjuna on the chariot of the Bhagavad Gita. Chariot in the Bhagavad Gita. There, Krishna is the charioteer. So, Prabhupada in the lecture says that when we surrender to Krishna, we make Krishna our charioteer. So, surrendering to Krishna means to we have our intelligence, but we make our intelligence in harmony with Krishna's directions. So, the more we learn to live according to scripture, the more scripture becomes the foundational matrix by which we make decisions in life. Then our intelligence becomes the form direction of the Lord. Buddhi yogam tam I'll give the intelligence by which you can come to me. So essentially, Krishna wants to guide us. But he also sees how much we want his guidance. So he gives us guidance externally through Guru Sadhu Shastra. And to the extent we take that guidance, to the extent we live according to what he's telling us, we are showing him I want guidance. So when we take the guidance that comes externally, then Krishna guides us internally also. But if we don't take the external guidance, that means even when we know something is right, but we don't strive to do it, then Krishna says, you don't want guidance? Then I won't give it. So the more we live according to Krishna's guidance coming through Guru Sadhu Shastra, the more Krishna will give us guidance from within. And then our intelligence will become the channel through which Krishna is manifesting. Does it become the form direction of the Lord? Thank you.